The Yukon Orienteering Association is boosting coaching programs for newcomers and preparing for the 2027 Canadian Orienteering Festival with help from a $16,000 grant from the Yukon government. Orienteering is a timed race where participants use maps and compasses to locate outdoor checkpoints across unfamiliar terrain. The association will use the funding to hire spring coaches and professional mappers to develop new courses, improving access to a sport that draws up to 300 members annually. About 60 participants attend biweekly events, said Dave Hildes, president of the association. Programming typically runs in May and June, led by a full-time coach. This year, New Zealand national team member Joseph Lynch led programs designed for all ages and abilities, Hildes said. A mapper hired through the grant will walk Yukon's forests to document terrain features like vegetation density, trail networks, and contour lines. This fieldwork, combined with high-definition topographic data, will help produce detailed orienteering maps that reflect what runners encounter on Yukon terrain. The maps must follow international standards for scale, color, and terrain symbols, which help participants make informed, strategic decisions, Hildes said. Accurate mapping ensures fair competition and helps planners design challenging courses. An orienteering map is a very specific standard, he added. It's quite detailed because it needs to reflect exactly what runners see on the ground as they move through the forest. It's a specialized skill that orienteering mappers have. Course setting is divided between mappers, who document terrain features, and certified officials who design the races. In the Yukon, most members rotate through the role of course setter, designing routes for all skill levels, Hildes said. The association hosts Wednesday night events that rotate through map locations around Whitehorse. Courses range from beginner loops to 8-kilometer expert challenges, with most taking between 1 and 1.5 hours to complete. The only mandatory equipment is a whistle, Hildes said. That's an Orienteering Canada safety rule. A 6-hour endurance orienteering race takes place each September in the Yukon, with an added trail version for newcomers, he said. The Yukon Orienteering Association supports new participants through accessible coaching programs, trail-based beginner courses, and biweekly races, all of which the grant aims to support. While the grant supports local development, the association is also preparing to host a national orienteering event in 2027. Hildes told the news that early preparations are underway to host the 2027 Canadian Orienteering Festival in the Yukon, a multi-day festival of competitive races. Certain courses, including Carcross, are currently embargoed to maintain terrain unfamiliarity for competitors. Yukoners familiar with the sport have represented the territory at national orienteering events, according to Hildes. The Yukon Orienteering Association is preparing to send about 9 Yukoners to the Canadian Orienteering Championships in Red Deer and Edmonton, scheduled for August 15 to 24. A similar number competed at the Western Canadian Championships held in Manitoba from October 10 to 14, 2024. Yukon athletes who competed in the Western Canadian Championships last year claimed first place in multiple races, including Pia Blake, Dave Hildes, Sabine Schweiger, and Kaylin McLean. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.